Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in our dark island skies and in the gigantic universe around our very small planet. As usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips to see what's happening. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be here. For this week's Stargazers, a morning procession of planetary proportions as the planets of Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn grace our morning skies. So the planets will be arranged in an arc from east to west. The moon will be passing through its full moon phase this week, meaning, of course, that spotting those faint stars and satellites is going to be very tricky indeed. Do look out for the International Space Station, which will be making a very bright pass over the islands at around 7:10 p.m. on Wednesday the 27th, from the south to the east.
You said you had some new information on a dwarf planet?
That's right. Spectacular images from the surface of the dwarf planet Ceres were released to the public this week. These remarkable images were taken by the NASA Dawn spacecraft. But unlike previous images, these recent releases show unprecedented detail on the surface.
How far away were they when they shot them, do we know?
Now, Dawn is currently in a low science orbit, so that means it's about 250 miles above the surface. Now, this is actually closer than some satellites orbit to our own Earth.
I'm going to guess those white spots are clearly now some sort of ice or something like that.
Well, these images do show off some of the white spots. They're getting clearer and clearer, but we're still not 100% sure what they are.
Huh.
The general consensus is that it is salt that's been mixed in with water, ice, and various other minerals.
So this thing hasn't flown directly over one of them yet, huh?
Not yet, although we can expect to see images of these sites pretty soon, I would expect.
From 250 miles up, it's got to be pretty clear what it is, yeah?
These images are pretty amazing, and yeah, we're starting to see detail on the surface now that looks very familiar.
But we're not seeing highways and strip malls and that sort of thing, huh?
Well, not yet.
And it's cold there too, right?
It is incredibly cold. Ceres doesn't have an atmosphere, so basically the surface is exposed to space, which means it's probably in the region of around minus 150 degrees.
Very unpleasant.
It is indeed. And worst of all, because there's no atmosphere, there's no snow to play in.
Well, we'll be hoping for more detail on those white spots in a future update here, obviously, on Stargazer, huh?
Absolutely. And our listeners can see the images on our website.
Christopher Phillips, and another exciting Stargazer report. Thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.